Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the Feast of Christ the King, and the readings are from Cycle A.
Emmanuel, can't you put that thing down for once? Excuse me, what are you doing using an iPad at Mass?
It's actually for the preaching. There's the app for this.
It tells you what to say?
No, we've created an app for preaching at a hackathon.
You're trying to break into somebody's account?
No.
What is a hackathon?
No, let me tell you. So a hackathon, people and technology come together and solve a problem. I know there's computer programmers in this very place. It came together when we were back in San Francisco, and we had a Catholic hackathon. People used their talents to solve problems with the church, and they came up with this PreachBack app. So I tried it out. Last week, let me show you how this worked. Last week, the preaching, Deacon John, had excellent preaching. The message, let's see, refused to live in fear. It got a 4.5 star rating for here in this community. It was an excellent homily. It was an excellent. And about turning fear into resilience. Deacon John gave examples, people that have gone through that, and let fear turn into resilience. It was a powerful preaching. But by Tuesday, the message kind of faded. Wait, what was that? What was that? Unless you get the PreachBack app, you can remember the preaching. I had to come back to it later in the week after Thanksgiving. It worked. But regardless, that message, don't let fear drive your life. Go through fear to resilience. Fear can always keep coming back in. You know, I heard the Bible, there's 365 times it says in the Bible, do not be afraid. Interesting. 365 times. It's a common theme that we might need to hear. Now, today on this Sunday, everyone's feeling good. We had the break, nice long break. As you said, Stanford did great, Pac-12, everyone's feeling great. But students are going to get fearful very soon. 2 weeks and then final exams are coming. Provokes that anxiety. And everyone else, you all have final deadlines. Products got to be released, things got to happen. Christmas cards got to get out, all those things that kind of provoke us. But today, Jesus talks about our ultimate cause of fear. Death, dying, and then even final judgment. Listen to Jesus today. When the Son of Man comes in glory and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne and all the nations will be assembled before him. And the Son of Man will separate them one for another. He went on. Even some are going to be cast down to demons. Ooh, this is scary. There's cause of fear here. Take, for instance, in Catholic imagination, this cause of fear. And also our ability to not think about it. At the Stanford Museum, there's the garden, the Rodin Museum, the garden right outside. And even if you haven't seen it, probably think of the art piece, the thinker, the man sitting there pondering. And they call it the thinker. But that's not, when you look in the Stanford Rodin garden, that's not what that man is doing. He's not just thinking. That man's sitting at the top of a door, and that door is the final judgment. It's the man pondering what's going to happen at the judgment, and he's this heaviness, there's more statues on top of him, and there's this weight, everyone's shoulders pressed down, and he's looking at everyone going through life, either raising up by their actions or being pulled down. And once again, they call it the thinker instead of contemplating the final judgment. It's easy to ignore the last judgment, to kind of put it off. Let's get busy, even with the holidays coming up. Let's get busy. Let's not think about this. But we're invited to face fears, to go through fears, to turn that into resilience. And I suggest we face even preparing. Let's even take the students preparing for final exams. Let us walk with them and learn from them as they prepare for finals, how to prepare even for Jesus' final judgment. Here at Stanford, they put on their website a few tips for students to prepare for exams. There's a whole list of them, but I'll name two. The first one is to prepare with other people that don't get caught up in that fear, don't get caught up in anxiety. Have good study partners. And that makes sense. That is, in fact, spiritually what we're doing in our Catholic community, is to have other people to share with our faith together. That's why we have small groups, to have people to share that faith, to take away the fear of Jesus' judgment, to have people share that faith in a positive way, to have others to study with. And then the other tip, Stanford says, for students, test yourself. Create a list of questions that might appear on the exam and then answer them as best you can. Prepare this weeks in advance. What will be on the exam? Have you ever had a professor going along and, oh, this topic is going to be very important. I would not be surprised if this will be on the final exam. Have you got that? They're really highlighting this. You're like, highlight it, bookmark, I'm going back to this, study this, get ready. This is going to be on the exam. What a generous, merciful professor. This will be on the exam. Well, guess what? Jesus is a generous, merciful teacher as well. Seems like he's highlighting exactly what's going to be on the final exam. In fact, just to put this in context, the reason why we've been talking about fear these last 3-4 weeks, it seems like this whole quarter, Jesus spent a lot of time on this subject. In this Gospel of Matthew, he had five main teachings, started with the Beatitudes, and then this last teaching section. We call it eschatology, what is going to happen at the end. And he spent 11 different discourses, 11 times lecturing on the same point. Prepare, the Son of Man is going to come. Have no fear, he's going to come. And now today, he's going to come and be king. He's going to sit on the throne and judge others. So Jesus highlights that. And then what to do so we can stand before that judgment. Jesus' emphasis says, I tell you solemnly, insofar as you neglected to do this for the least of these, you neglected to do it for me. They will go to eternal punishment, but the virtuous to eternal life. Highlight it. This is important. We have to do it. We want eternal life. How to do it? And so Jesus lays out steps to get there. What do we have to do to live life? Jesus clearly says, feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, visit the sick or imprisoned. Now, these are called the corporal works of mercy. We can just memorize, this is what we have to do to take care of others. And all year, Father Xavier said, we want a community of mercy. So let's just reflect on that for a little bit before we figure out what to do. Mercy, St. Thomas Aquinas defines as heartfelt sympathy for others. Call it mercy, misericordia. It means feeling compassion in the heart, miserium cor, for another's unhappiness. Your heart is moved by someone's unhappiness and moved to want to respond as best you can to give them happiness. So the corporal works of mercy is feeling for someone. It starts with that. It starts with that empathy. Starts with that empathy and feeling, but responding into action. Seeing the need of someone and responding in action. So the corporal works of mercy is seeing the needs, as we said, feeding the hungry or thirsty. If you see the need of anyone and to respond. The church, the bishop's website here in the U.S., kind of put it in a pithy statement to remember. She said, it's mercy in motion. It's almost like double highlighting it. We really need to respond. But it doesn't matter in the end. What do we call it? The corporal works of mercy. Put mercy into motion. That in the end, we have to do something about our neighbors, people that we see. Now, let me just pause right here and think, in this university context, there's also spiritual works of mercy. And so many people here are already practicing spiritual works of mercy. It's what we do at the university. It's to help people grow intellectually and spiritually. I know students that love tutoring others and helping, and part of being in those study groups and even our small groups, those are all spiritual works of mercy. And so we are doing the spiritual works of mercy. You know, in a sense, I can think, you know what? I got this. I got the final exam covered. Jesus, I'm doing it. But we heard Jesus say today, just list those corporal works of mercy. And I suggest I am going to take that to heart. You know, I kind of live the intellectual life. I got to step out and make sure that's grounded with meeting people's real needs as well. Now, at the same time, so many of you are going to be leaders and helping change our society for the better. You have big projects, big things are happening. I can see the things that you want to do in the future, and you'll work on these wonderful projects. And even in our Catholic community, we are doing so much good work. Even this week, a group of students went to work in the Therese Center and gave up a week of service. They spent the whole week doing corporal works of mercy and served people with HIV and AIDS to help them. So we say, so many good things are happening in our community, and it's growing. It's growing more and more. Things are really moving. We're even going to have one of those hackathons. Guess what? Pope Francis is inviting us to the Vatican. We're going to have a Catholic hackathon at the Vatican to solve social justice problems. We're going to be implementing changes, and our community and Stanford is going to be part of that. But I don't want to rely just on our programs and just the good that other people are doing. Each one of us have to be part of it. And we do this as a community. Father Xavier said he wants a community of mercy. We all do our own part. That next week, I said, that is our economy. That is how we manage it. All of us are participants in this mercy. And Jesus says today, unless you do it, okay, it's so easy to do. It's such a small thing, but it's just hard to get going. How will you find it? I mean, I don't see too many people around on campus that are starving. The dining halls are so well fed. I mean, but we need to do it. We need to find time to do it. I suggest in these final 2 weeks before finals exams that we get out and meet someone in person. Jesus says, even a cup of water. Even think, if you're going to go out to Palo Alto, get one of those fancy holiday drinks, fancy overpriced holiday drink. Why don't you buy something simpler and share a drink with someone else that might need it? Spend a little time, share a drink, meet someone that needs it. We have other opportunities to give. Even here in the Catholic community, they're going to be giving this family giving tree. And so on your way out today, you can stop and take a thing to pledge for someone in the area. I think Larry will be at the family giving tree. You can ask him questions. He's even organizing. They usually go and they meet the families. They bring them items. You could talk to him if you can actually go and meet people. So that's an end. The best encounter is to do something, to give to someone in need, and spend time and talk to them, to have that personal connection. And the end, we put this together because Jesus says it's in that giving. Giving a cup of water, giving to food in need, giving to someone meeting their physical need, you encounter Jesus in that space. In that action, putting mercy into motion, you encounter Jesus. Let us all be part of that. Let us take steps to prepare. At the end of Mass, we'll come back and just remember that you take a pledge to put mercy into motion these next 2 weeks. We'll come back and let's even just do it this week. Let's get ready. Let's get ready for finals exams. But I'll invite us today at the rest of this Mass, we also receive Jesus' mercy. Jesus offers himself. Here on this altar, he gives us the grace that we need to prepare for our own life, to prepare for the final exam, to prepare just for this week. Let us enter the rest of this Mass now and receive that mercy from Jesus that is offered on this altar.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.